Today's daf is Yevamos daf Pei Beis. As we get towards the end of Perek Ha'arel, a couple more days, and today we're in sugyas, deep into sugyas of Bittel and Yaradeya topics. That is today's daf. We are on Pei Aleph Amud Beis. We got here because yesterday the Mishnah discussed the last few individuals in the Perek regarding whether one is allowed to marry or not. Androgynous, Tumtum. That was the discussions in yesterday's daf, and we had a major machlokas between Rav Shlokash and Rav Yochanan within the shitas of Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon, where they say an androgynous could be ma'achil, ma'achila b'truma. So what is that? What a kohen, meaning a kohen that marries a bas yisrael, ma'achila b'truma. So what exactly does that mean? Does it mean fully pashtus daraisa? And therefore, for all intents and purposes, even the other litmus test, being allowing her to eat from the chazeh and the shok, that was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shlokas said, no. It's much more limited. It's ma'achila b'truma, and it's not ma'achila. Does not allow her to eat b'chazeh v'shok. And the Gemara said that meant da'oraisa d'rabanan, meaning in the world of d'rabanan, in the time period post Hamikdash. So then we would allow her to eat the truma derabana, but bizman hamikdash, when there is truma daraisa, not only would she not be able to eat partake of the kachim, but also even in the truma derabana of then. And then we got into what is the ruma achlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, es shadarko limnos, kol shadarko limnos, which items midrabana are not batel, dvarim chashuvim, does that mean items that are sometimes singled out for sale, or items that are always singled out for sale? That was the machlokas within the shita of Rebbe Meir in the Mishnah in Maseches Arla about Kilei HaKerem. And the Gemara then, the last point we made was not only did we discuss the issue of Chavilei Tiltan, but we got into Chaticha Ruya L'Schabed. We have a pieces of meat of carbon that gets mixed up. Carbon Tabea getting mixed up into carbon Tahora, and carbon Tahora getting mixed up into Chulin. That was the Brisa that we discussed at the end of yesterday's daf. And the last point we made was the issue that Tosas brought up. And that is the first half of the, let's review the Brisa for a minute because we're going to talk more about it right now. The first half of the Brisa says if you have a piece of Chatas Tame meat that gets mixed up with a lot of Chatas Tahar meat. So what is the halacha? Chatas meat is usually eaten by the Kohanim, right? It's Kachi Kachim. So what is the halacha? Or if Lechem Apanim. Lechem Apanim Tame, they get mixed up with Lechem Apanim Tahar. So that is a machlokes. The Tanakama says Ta'ale, that it is Batel. The Tame is Batel and the Tahar, and you can treat it all as Tahar, and it can be eaten. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it is not Batel, it is not nullified. And we had a machlokas Rashi and Tosas what the svara for that is. Rashi said it's min b'mino lo batel, or b'huda shita, which we're going to have in a minute, Beis Hashem again, while Rabbi the Tosas said no, it's just based on a separate issue of kol shadarko limnos, as we were just talking about. But either way, Reisha of the Brisa, there was a machlokas tanaim, meaning tummy into tahar, machlokas. The seifa of the Brisa, you have tahar into chulin, so then we say everybody agrees that it is not batel because it's just a little bit of hefsid, right? What's that? What it's, it can be eaten, it's chulin, it's so a kohen will eat it. So you don't need bittel to work in that case. Remember, if bittel, this is all drabanan. The rabbanan do not allow bittel to work. Generally, bittel, once bittel works, you know, bittel works. If there's a case of bittel that really worked, and somebody said, well, I don't want to rely on it, then I think it's still treif achulu. The Pische Tshuva writes in Yeredeya that you have to be choshesh, that they don't believe in the words of the rabbanan. You have to be worried about that. Shabbat bikarisu. It says, achorei rabam lahatos. So one has to be nervous, unless they're doing it out of emotional, halachic sensibilities. But if somebody is saying, well, I don't believe in bittel, that's a din daraisa, the concept of bittel, achorei rabam lahatos. So one has to be careful. But here, the Gemara says, because it's only a small hefsid, so that is why in the Seifa, we say bittel does not work. So, then we mentioned, so the last point we made, second to last line, we said, so in the Reisha, it says though, Ta'ale, the Tanakama says, it will be Batel, and therefore it's Akasha and Reish Lakish, because this is something that's only sometimes, counted out, then he says that's good enough to say that it is not batel. So we said, well, maybe that brisa is talking about a case where the meat has already been dissolved. Bini mocha. It's already been dissolved, and therefore we could say that's why Reish Lakish says batel in this case, even though normally he would say kol shadarko limnos is enough to say non-bitel. And then we got into the discussion, the last point of chaticha ru'il eschabed. How do you define a chaticha ru'il eschabed? A chashuv piece of meat. Do you go by what type of hana most of the world could get? Do you go by in the state that it's in now, or the state that it was usually was in beforehand? We spoke about Hanukkah candles in the Trumas Hadeshen. Good. So now we're up to the last line. So ihachi. So if this is all true, that the Tanakama holds that it is batel because it has already been dissolved, and therefore even Reish Lakish within the Tanakama agrees that it is batel. So my time with Rabbi Yehuda. So why does Rabbi Yehuda there in the Reisha say that it is not batel? Right, Rabbi Yehuda says lo tale. So here's where the Gemara says, by time of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei, Rabbi Yehuda is going according to his own reasoning, to Amar, min bamino lo batel. Rabbi Yehuda says, min bamino, one thing in its type, is not batel, is not nullified. Famous shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get this from? So if you remember, he gets it from a discussion in Meseches Menachos. The Gemara there discusses that the Torah tells us, goes into intricate details, as we learned at length in Meseches Yuma, of all of the process of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and the number of times that the Kohen Gadol has to sprinkle. He goes into the Kodesh Kadashim and he sprinkles once. And then he goes back into the Kodesh Kadashim and he sprinkles again. Then he goes back and he takes the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Sa'ir. He mixes them both together and then sprinkles. So says Rabbi Yehuda, wow, the Torah calls it the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Sa'ir, even though if you mix blood of a cow and blood of a goat together, the blood of a cow has a lot more. A lot more blood of a cow. And yet the Torah says, calls it the blood of a cow and the blood of the goat. So what does that show me, says Rabbi Yehuda? That's his source. Min bamino lo batel. When you have two items that get mixed in, that's from the same type, min bamino, not batel. How do you determine min bamino? That's a machlokas, the Ramah and the Shach and Yoredeya. Does it go by taste or does it go by shma? Does it go by what it is, even if it has a different taste? We'll have to get back to that machlokas, Baruch Hashem, in a minute. But either way, that is the source for Rabbi Yehuda. The most famous comment that anybody has about Rabbi Yehuda Shita is the Ran in Nedarim on Daf Nun Beis. What does the Ran there say? The Ran explains the Svara. So it's based on a pasuk, min bamino lo batel. But the Ran gives a Svara for Rabbi Yehuda. What is the Svara? Says the Ran, bittel works when there is a clash. There is a clash of two items that are up against each other. So the overpowering item, the majority usually, is the what that comes and that blots out the minority. And it wins the fight, so to speak. There's a clash and one has to win. And therefore, that's min bamino lo batel. Min b'she'eino mino, let's say for Rabbi Yehuda, would be batel. Why? Because there's no clash. There's no clash. Let's read his words. The Ksaver of Yehuda, Hainu Taimem, should demean bemino lo batel. Usually, bittel works, I might not have formulated this properly, usually bittel works by a clash, and therefore one overpowers the other one. But according to Yehuda, min bemino, lo batel, they could coexist with each other. There's no clash. It's min bemino. That's why bittel doesn't work. Usually, bittel requires a clash. Lefisha kol davar shu dome lechaveiro ve'eino machlisho umevatlo. Somebody that's similar to its friend does not weaken its friend or nullify it. Ela ma'amido machasko. It strengthens it. It coexists with it. Umishimhachi sphere le Rabbi Yehuda bekulu isure to min bemino lo batil. Verabbanan lo mashmaluhu hachi. And the Rabbanan argue with this. Why? Not because fundamentally we don't agree with that principle. But the Rabbanan say, against Rabbi Yehuda, that if two things are different, halachically, even if it's the same physical item, that's already enough to be called a clash. Different items. If you have one piece of meat that's tamei and one that's tahar, one that's kosher and one that's treif, so that's enough to be called a clash. So what that it's min bamino in terms of the what it physically is? Say the Rabbanan, you go by halachic realities, not just by physical realities. It's a beautiful hashkafic point. Don't go by what they are inherently. See, if one item that's awesome, one that's mutter, then the bittel kicks in. There's a clash there. You might not see the clash. It's an invisible clash, but it's a clash nonetheless. And that's why the Rabbanan, even though they fundamentally would agree with Rabbi Yehuda, bittel is based on a clash. But here, when there's Issa v'Heter, that is not called a clash. That is the Svara, the Ran gives Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. But then the Ran goes one step further and says, is there any area where, if you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, let's say you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you hold like the Rabbanan, do you ever have a Hechi Timsi where you're going to see coexistence and Bittul not taking place? So says the Ran, yes. And that's the sugi that's going to come up in a couple of lines, but let's just mention it now. Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin. So we know, also, Pashas on a Durabana level, most assume. Something that is going to become Mutter also is not Batel. Not Batel. Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin is not Batel. Why not? Is it a Dover Chashuv? No, probably not a Dover Chashuv. So it's going to be Mutter. So why is it not Batel? So Rashi gives a Svara in Beit Sadaf Gimel. Well, you might as well wait. If it's going to be mutter in 2 days from now, so you might as well wait. What are you waiting for? Right, the first mission in Beitza, Beitza Shnolda Biyantif. Well, it's late today, so it's Muksa. So wait a day. It's not going to be Yantif anymore. So you might as well wait. That's Rashi Svara. Acha tochlanu be'isser, tochlanu be'heter. But the Ran gives a very different reason. Svara. You know why Davar Shoshi Matirin is not Batel? Because it's too similar to the item that it fell into. It's an isser that is temporary, which fell into heter. So the Rabbanu would agree that's good enough to be heter beheter, halachically, and that's why bittul would not kick in. That is the Ran Svara, that it's the Rabbanu using Rabbi Yehuda's Svara, but in an application where even they would agree to it. Umishem hachi amrinan de bedavar sheyesh lo matirin, not to Rabbanu, mishum chumra l'Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Ran. The Kivan she'ein davar zeh chalak min ha'heter l'gamrei be'isser ve'heter sherei afu sof olios niter kamau amrinan she'eino batel be'mino. So that's a crucial. There's a lot more here, but that's the Ran nun beis of an aleph in the Daf Yarif. Not in the Daf Yarif. I take that back. The Ran on the Gemara. The Ran is on the Gemara in the Dar. Nun beis of an aleph. Usually, when you say the Ran on this page, you end up the sentence with Bedafi Harif, but not on the Darim. It's on the page. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita Min Bamino Eino Batel. There is a crucial machlokas right here. Tosfos says, how far does Rabbi Yehuda go in his Shita of Min Bamino not being Batel? Tosfos says on top, this only applies by Davar Lach. Davka Bedavar Lach Umis Arev. Islay l'Rabbi Yehuda de lo batil dumya de dam hapar v'dam asoyer. What's Rabbi Yehuda hasol svara? Blood in blood. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda says there's no bittul when there's a mixture, when it's liquid. That's where he learns it from. Aval says Tosfos b'davar yavesh lo dry items. So then says Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda would not say his shita there yavesh yavesh lo. Rabbi Yehuda gufe because look in Masechta Shabbos Rabbi Yehuda discusses truma getting mixed in with chulin and he discusses there malanas amedume bekuf alf. Sounds like there's bittul going on there and that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Says by a davar yavesh, Tosfos lashon a couple lines down, ha iser munach bimkomo, ela she'ein nikar heichan hu. By a davar yavesh, each item is independent, standing on its own, and you just don't know which one it is. So there, Rabbi Yehuda would hold, says Tosfos, that min bamino would be batel. Pashtus, if you look in Rashi, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi on the previous Amud, Rashi says, with explaining the shita of chatichos bechatichos. Remember the machlokes we just mentioned, Rashi and Tosfos. What was the svara for Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa? Why he says it's not batel? So Rashi said, min bamino is not batel. Tosfos says, no, that's not the svara. Different svara. But that's about pieces of meat. That's dry and dry. Yavish b'yavish. So Pashas is a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos right here in Yavamas. You don't only have to look at Masechas Chulin for in Yanim of Bittul and Rov right here. Yavamas Pebeis. Right, machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, whether Rabbi Yehuda would agree to Bittul in a case of Yavesh B'Yavesh, in a case of dry items that can mix in with each other. Just one final Ha'ara, and then we'll move on to the second line of today's daf, and that is Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan notes, is there a Svara for Tosfos? Once he says min bamino is not batel, so why would you be mechalik to say that the less it gets mixed in, if it's yavish b'yavish, then you would say bittul. So says Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'aris, in Simin Samach, he says yavish and lach are very different from each other. The ways that bittul works in those is different. And here's his beautiful lashon: dibi yavish lo harize karize. Tahare debi yavesh hamiut mispatel bitocharov. Ubalach hamiut mispatel legabe harov. What does that mean? By yavish b'yavish, it's maybe what we would call a halachic reality. The items of Isser still exist perfectly. Like Tosfos says, you just don't know where they are. But we are allowed to view it all as heter. His lashon is miyat mizbatel betoch harov. It's in the rove, but it loses its status. But when it comes to lach balach, his lashon is hamiyat mizbatel legabe harov. It's all becomes one unit. It doesn't exist within the rove, and halachically we say it loses its existence. It loses its existence. It becomes connected to the majority. The kol hamechubar le'ezed davar misbatel etzlo v'naase kemoso kemo bahashaka. Like we have by a mikvah. You have a little bit of rainwater that's connected to all of this tap water. All of a sudden, it's all called rainwater. Why? Because it's connected, it's mechubar, it's kissing. So when it comes to yavish to lach balach, that's what he calls it. The miyud is misbatel legabe harov. Aval biyavish lo shayach lomar da al yachibur misbatel amid eitzel harov. Is it really mechubar when it's pieces of meat lying on top of each other? No. To kol chalachude koi ve'ein sham chibur klal elosh amid misbatel b'toch harov v'hutar al yedei ataroves. So he says it works differently. So you could say, that's what Rabbi Yehuda would say, well, by yavish b'yavish, bitul would work. Right? You can't say one is stronger than the other. They're just different. You might say one is stronger, you might say the other one is stronger. Is the halachic reality stronger? Is the physical reality stronger? So it's just different. But you could go in either direction, and Rabbi Chanan says, that's what Tosfos does here. That he limits Rabbi Yehuda to lach balach, by yavish b'yavish, he would agree to bitul. Okay, let's continue. So that was all brought up to explain again the Braisa about the Chatichos. So, the Gemara says now, on the second line, Avaloni moach mai, but Reish Lakish was the one that said that if anything is even sometimes counted, it's not batel. And therefore, why is it batel here? Because it fell apart. It dissolved. Avaloni moach mai, lo tale. If it wouldn't be dissolved, so then what is the issue? You would say that lo tale, it is not batel. So adetani aval. So then, according to you, Reish Lakish within the sheet of the Tanoim. So adetani, instead of bringing up the seifa aval chaticha shel chatas tahora shenis arva b'meah chaticha shel chulin tahoras lo tale. Why does the brisa bring up a new factor just be mechalik within the reisha niflo v'nisne bedida b'meah dvarim amurim b'sheni mocha? When do you say bittul takes place according to the Tanakama? According to Reish Lakish, only if the meat has been dissolved. Avaloni mocha lo tale. But if you'd have a real piece of meat, then even the Tanakama would say bittul does not take place. Because meat is sometimes counted out. Right? You don't buy it in bulk. So, question mark. So, according to you, Reish Lakish, why does the Braisa bring up a new factor? So, answers the Gemara, tahoros bit tahoros adiflay. You're right, the Braisa could have done that, but there's an even bigger chiddush to explain that bittul would work even if tahar items fell into tahar items, right? What's the seifa? You have kadshim tahorim fell into chulin. There's a bigger chiddush to say that case. Why? Rashi explains, there's a greater siba, there's a greater reason to say bittul in that case, and yet we say it's not bittul because it's just a little bit of a loss. How do you know it's a greater reason to say bittul by tar b'tahar? Because Rashi quotes from the Mishnah in Trumos, first skinny line, Truma tahora b'chulin tahorim, if tahar fell in tahar, everybody agrees, sheolin, everybody agrees it is batel. Truma temeya in truma tahora, that's a machloka b'shame b'selo. So you see, there's more of a reason to say bittul by tahar and tahar, and yet in the Seifa of our Braisa, bittul is not said. That's the Chiddush. Reish Lakish says that's why he brings in a new factor. Because there's a Chiddush to say that case. Good. Ula Reish Lakish. We're going to go with our Girsa of the following line. Other Rishonim have other Girsos, but our Girsa is that it's a question on Reish Lakish. Ula Reish Lakish, Maishna Reishu, Maishna Seifa. According to you, Reish Lakish, who say that the Ukimta is talking about a case where it dissolved, the piece of meat dissolved. So why is there a difference between the Reish and the Seifa? In both cases, you say bittul works. You see the second half of the Rashi, of Ulu Reish Lakish? El Ulu Reish Lakish, da Amar Midi da Oraisa, lo batil. Reish Lakish, as we learned yesterday, says, if it's da Oraisa, it's not batil. Right, that was his whole Raya yesterday. It must be Truma, it must be Truma's Banan says, Drabanan, because bittul works. If it would be daraisa, it wouldn't be batel. V'hacha mishum dini moach lo chashiv suis or dileu batla. And the only reason bittul works here is because it, even though it's a kachim context, it's a dissolved piece of meat. It's falling apart, and therefore bittul works. So why in the seifa do we say it's not batel? Halesa leisure beene. Rashi says the iser is not here. So what do you mean? Oh, it's not such a big loss. But the iser is not existent. It's not ba'en. So you, Reish Lakish, why would you say that bittul wouldn't work in that case if it's talking about a case of nimoach? According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no kasha. It's a real piece of meat. It's a real significant piece of meat. So then we'll say, you know what? You might as well say it's not aser because the kohen could eat it anyway, both parts of the mixture. So say bittul doesn't work. But according to you, Reish Lakish, that it's a dissolved piece of meat. It's falling apart. It's not chashuv. So even in the seifa, you should say bittul works. Says the Gemara, a couple of answers. Answer number one. Amar Rav Shisha b'Reder Rav Idi. Reisha b'tumas mashkin d'rabanan. In the Reisha, you know why bittul works? Because it's a very low-level tumah. It's tumas mashkin was just d'rabanan. What is that? We know from Masechta Shabbos. There are certain liquids that are tumah on a daraisa level. That are avos atumos, right? All the liquids that come out of a zav. Right, the Shefazera and the Roke and the Meme Raglov. There are certain liquids that are avos atumos, and we know a person could only become tame from an avatuma, or worse, or an aviavos atuma. So therefore, because there are certain liquids that are avos atuma, Chazal assert all liquids. All liquids gave it the status of a sheni, but they can be metame a person or a kli, derabanan. So chumra derabanan, so we don't get confused with liquids of azav. That's tumah. So says the Gemara. That's the Reish Lakish is talking about in the Reisha. You know why bittul works there, according to the Tanna Kamma? Because we're talking about a very low level tumah. That's why tumas mashkin d'rabanan seifa d'oraisa. But the seifa, you know, that's a d'oraisa a tumah, and there a d'oraisa not tumah d'oraisa context. It's tar and tar, but it's a d'oraisa halacha, and therefore bittul wouldn't work even though it's nimoach. It nimoach plus low level tumah. That's why it's batel according to Reish Lakish. But even if it's nimoach, if it is a daraisa context, still Reish Lakish would say that it would not be batel. So that's the ukimta. So the Gemara now says aval tumah sheretz mai lo tale. But what if it was a daraisa tumah like tumah sheretz? Then it wouldn't be batel. So same kind of question. So why do you bring up a new factor? Ah, the Tani Seifa. So why in the Seifa do you have to bring up the Tar B'Tar case? Avachaticha shel chatos tahoros. Shenitzar v'bemeya chatos shel chulon tahoros. Lo tale. Liflo v'lisibidita. Just be mechalik within the case of the Reisha. B'med v'amurim b'tumas mashkin. Avotumas sheretz lo. Right? So again, it's if the, just like we asked before, if it's a case of nimoach in the seifa, so just be mechalik and say not nimoach in the reisha, or if it's a case of tumah derabanan in the seifa, so just a case of tumah daraisa. So the Gemara again says tar b'tar is a deflay. No, it's still a chiddush to tell me the case of tar b'tar as we said earlier. Good. So that was all one way to answer up how Reish Lakish is mechalik between the Reisha and the Seifa. Right? Tumah d'Rabbanan and Halacha d'Oraisa. Next answer. Rabba Amar, Reisha Isser Lav, Seifa Isser Kares. What's the difference? The Reisha is talking about a case of an Isser Lav. If somebody eats carbon that became Tameh, that's an Isser d'Oraisa, but there's no Kares there. Isser d'Oraisa. But the Seifa could be talking about a case of an Isser Kares. It could lead to an Isser Kares. Why? Because you have a Tahar Karban here. You have a Tahar Karban. If a Zar eats a Tahar Karban, when he is, or a Kohen even, when he, the person is Tameh, that's an Isser Kares. By Tumas Gufo. So therefore, that's why it's more serious, and we would say Bittul does not take place. Says the Gemara of Harabahu da Amar, but didn't Rabba say later on we'll have this Kol Bidda Oraisa Loshna Isser Lav Loshna Isser Kares? There's no difference in Bittul regarding within the world of Daraisas. So Kasha, so okay, that answer is not accepted. Lamaskana, but that was the try that we had. That was answer number two. How Reish Lakish is Bechali between the Reisha and the Seifa, and then we have try number three. Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi, Rashi has 2 days here. Whether this is try number three As we just explained, how Reish Lakish is mechalei between the Reish and the Seifa. Barashi has a second daya where he says maybe this Ravashi is going back on the original question that we add on the bottom line of the previous Amud. When we asked, according to Reish Lakish, why does the Tanakhama say bittul? So what do we say? Oh, the piece of meat was falling apart. So Rashi says maybe this is a second answer to that question. Right, two days in Rashi, which question this is answering, the local question or the larger question? Let's see what the answer is. Rav Ashi Amar, Seifa Mishum Davi Dale Davar Sheish Lamatirin. The Seifa, you know why it is not Batel? Because it's a Davar Sheish Lamatirin, meaning V'chol Davar Sheish Lamatirin, Afilu Be'elachol Batel. And even if it's a Davar Sheish Lamatirin, if it is a Davar Sheish Lamatirin, even in 1,000, it is not batel. That is Rav Ashi, why he says in the Seifa, it is not batel. Let's just finish for a second. V'had Rav Ashi, bedusahi. And this suggestion, the Gemara says, is bedusa is a fake. What does it mean it's a fake? So usually bedusa means that the Gemara is saying that there's a big problem with the Shita. The Ritva here's formulation is interesting. The Ritva has one line, and bedusa, he says, and Rav Ashi must never have said it. So maybe that's how the Ritva learns all bedusahi lines in Shas. Whenever it's bedusa, it's not just insult. Usually you read it as like the Tan, the Amor is arguing on the previous one. What kind of unusual case? What are you suggesting? But the Ritva's lashon here is that the Gemara is saying he must never have said it. Bedusahi. And therefore, why is it bedusa? What's the problem? The problem is calling the Seifa a Davar Sheish L'Matirin. Remember, what's the case of the Seifa? You have a Karban, Tahar, that fell into Chulin. So why is that a davar sheish lamatirin? Asked the Gemara. Laman ila kohen. If you're focusing on a kohen's ability to eat it, mishra shari, it's mutter right now. It's a karban and it's chulin. Ila Yisrael olamaser. And according to the Yisrael, it's not a davar sheish lamatirin. He will never be able to eat a piece of chatas meat. It's kache kachim. So how could you call the seifa a davar sheish lamatirin? It will become mutter. It's not going to become mutter to anybody who is aser to now. So you can't call that a davar sheish lamatirin. Ela hadravashi bedusahi. So we reject that last suggestion. Again, keep in mind what I mentioned earlier. The machlokas rishonim what the svara is for davar sheish lamatirin einu batel. Rashi and the Ran. Rashi saying, well, you might as well wait. The Ran saying that no, it's too similar too similar to each other for bittel to take place. Just like Rabbi Yehuda's bin bevino lo batel, the Rabbanan hold it by a davar sheish lamatirin. There are many nafkaminas lahalacha in terms of these two svaras of the rishonim. Just to mention one, and that is what happens. The marshal discusses in chulin. What if it's a davar sheish lamatirin, but by the time it will be halachically mutter, it's going to get spoiled. It's going to be spoiled. So do you call that a davar sheish lamatirin? Let's say there is a machlokas rishonim, whether, we'll get that, well, that'll be a different afkamina, let's wait a second. It's going to be spoiled, whatever it is. So do you say that's a davar sheish lamatirin and a batel? So according to Rashi, then you would say it is batel. Because what do you mean you might as well wait? No, it's going to be spoiled. So you're not going to be able to partake of it. Mashiach, according to the Ran, halachically, it's a davar sheish lamatirin. Period, it's not going to be batel, even if you'll never get to eat it. Number one. Number two, machlokas rishonim, is chametz called a davar sheish lamatirin? It's going to be mutter in a week from now, but it's going to be usher again next year. So does that make a difference, the fact that it's going to be usher after it becomes mutter again? So again, they say, according to Rashi, here it's lakula, meaning you might as well wait. It'll be mutter in a week. So it would not be batel because it would be called a davar sheish lamatirin. But it could be, there's a Mordechai, others say that it is batel by chametz. Chametz is not called a davar sheish lamatirin. On Pesach, it's also from Ashi. Okay, separate then. But would chametz be called a davar sheish lamatirin? Some rishonim say no. Why not? Well, it's going to become usher again later on. So maybe if you look at it as a halakhic definition like the Ran does, well, it has mutter elements, but it also has usher elements. It's always going to become usher again every year also. So when is it going to become mutter? I mean, you didn't have to say this, but once you have a shita out there that calls chametz a davar she'ein lamatirin, then you got to give a svara for it. So second day, again, number of nafkaminas in terms of davar she'ein lamatirin. Do you only say it by isuri achila? What about by isuri hana'a? This is the discussion in Beitza Dav Dalet. What about muksa? Is muksa called the davar sheish lamatirin? Something that's muksa. So you say, yeah, you might as well wait. You could use it tomorrow. But I'll say back, but I want to use it today and tomorrow. If it's something that you eat, so you only eat it once. So you might as well wait. You can eat it tomorrow, not today. But if it's an isser hana'a, so then a person might say, no, I want to do it today. I want to use it today and tomorrow and the next day. So it's impinging on my life. What do you mean you might as well wait? So maybe you wouldn't say it according to Rashi there, but you would say it according to the Ran. Many nafkaminas that are related to this sugya. Okay, one other point, and then we'll continue with the next section. The Rashba here. The Rashba says on this line of Rav Ashi Bedusahi that a davar sheish lamatirin is not batal even be'elef. The Rashba right here says from this Gemara I have a kasha on the riff. What's my kasha on the riff? The riff says in Maseches Chulin in Perakid Hanasha. The Gemara there discusses, not really, the Gemara talks about this in Psachim, but the riff is in Chulin. The Gemara in Psachim talks about the sugya of Recha. What's Recha? Cooking items in the same oven. Dry items. Zeya is liquid items. Steam. That's not in the Gemara. That's based on a tshuva of the Rosh. Recha is in the Gemara. Recha milsa, recha la milsa. What if I cook something parv in the oven at the same time that I cook something fleshik? Open. Not closed with tinfoil. So, is the parv item fleshik? Right, if I cooked it at the same time in the same oven. And what about one right after another? We're not going to get into details right now, but that's the sugya of recha. So we paskin lechadchila recha milsa, but the eved recha la milsa. That's what we paskin lechadchila recha, meaning you shouldn't do it in the first place in the same time. So the riff, so that's what the Gemara says. Pas sha'afu batanarim sli, bread that you cooked in the same oven as a roast. Asri, refkana lamecha bakutcha. Refkana asered you to eat that with milchiks. That's what he said. It was cooked with the fleshiks. And the riff says, why? Davar sheish lamatirin. Because you can eat it parv. You don't have to eat it with the milchiks. That's his svara. Mishum de kakiban de matzi lamechli bahadi bisra habalik davar sheish lamatirin dafilu be'elef lo batel. That is the riff's lashont. The Gemara says what it says. Rav Kahana, he didn't. If you cooked it in the same oven as fleshiks, you can't eat it with milchiks. That's the Gemara. The riff says, why? Because you could just eat it with fleshiks. Davar sheish lamatirin. Says the Rashba, based on our Gemara, do you call that a davar sheish lamatirin? A davar sheish lamatirin means something that is usher now that will become mutter. Riff, according to you, this will never be allowed to be eaten with milchiks. Why are you calling that a davar sheish lamatirin? You want to give me a different reason why it's you shouldn't do it because it's called fleishik? Fine. But don't tell me it's because of davar sheish lamatirin, because davar sheish lamatirin by definition means it's going to become mutter to someone who is usher to now. And that you don't have in the case of Chulin. He says, "Hachalasa tilamechli bebasar laolam mishrashari ulamecha bakutcha liolam aser." Right. So the Rashi is not arguing on the halacha; he's just arguing on the svara given by the Rif in that case. Very halacha lamaisa discussion. The whole idea of dairy equipment v'chulu related to that important sugya. Okay. So let's continue now. Says the Gemara, getting back to the original discussion that we had. How do we get into this whole discussion of Bittul and other issues? Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish about Truma Bizman Hazeh. Reish Lakish al Truma Bizman Hazeh is Drabanan, and therefore Bittul works. Rabbi Yochanan held Truma Bizman Hazeh is Daraisa. So now the Gemara gets back to that. Vesavar Rabbi Yochanan, Truma Bizman Hazeh Daraisa. Does Rabbi Yochanan really hold that Vatanya? But we learned in the Tosefta in Trumos. Shtei Kupos. One has two barrels. Achash al Chulin, Achash al Truma. I have a barrel of Chulin and a barrel of Truma. And in front of them, I have also a huge thing of chulin, a huge thing of truma. And one of each of these kupos fell into one of the sa'as. And the question is, which fell into which? So, hara elu mutarin, the Tosefta says, you could assume the best. Not the worst, you could assume the best. The chulin fell into the chulin. Shani Omer, I'm allowed to say truma l'toch truma nafla, v'chulin l'toch chulin naflu. I'm allowed to assume that the chulin fell into the chulin, and Yisrael still allowed to eat that, and the truma fell into the truma. Fine. V'amar Reish Lakish, v'hu sherabu chulin ala truma. Reish Lakish says this is only if the chulin is rove anyway. We know how much the truma was. We don't, let's say everything was equal. But the, what it fell into has to be rove. So that, Reish Lakish says, at least on a daraisa level. And we mentioned yesterday, on a daraisa level, bittul is barov. The rabbanon required shishim, when it's yavish b'yavish. So let's say this is yavish b'yavish, it's truma, whatever it is, truma, let's say according to everybody, it's truma, wine, truma, not wine, grapes, according to that Ramban. Let's say it's grain. Truma grain. So Reish Lakish says, I'll only say you're allowed to assume the shiny omer. You're allowed to assume chulin l'toch chulin and truma l'toch truma only if the chulin was rove on the truma. So even if the truma had fallen into the chulin, it's batel daraisa anyway. So what, you're talking about a drabanan issue? Okay, you can be maker, you can assume the best. That's Reish Lakish. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afa Pishalo Rabu Chulin Ala Truma. Wow. Even if the chulin is not rove, you're still allowed to assume that the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma. So the Gemara says, what's the svar for Rabbi Yochanan? How could he be so mako? Bishlama, right, and we said he holds trumas daraisa. Bisman hazeh. So Bishlama, the Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, I understand. Kasavar bidrabana nami ribu Yehuda be'inan. Even if you want to say trumas drabana bisman hazeh, so he still might say, have a double drabanan. Right, you need the rove to make it for sure, a super duper only, you know, you need another rove, negdo lahatir. The Ritva's Lashon here is so that, because people might get confused that if you have a daraisa truma at one point, and it's even without bittel. So Reish Lakish says, just in case, always require the rove also, even though truma is only derabanan. Ela l'Reb Yochanan kasha. But according to Reb Yochanan, we have the question, if y'all truma bizman says daraisa, so how can you say, oh, you can assume the best? How can you assume the best, even without a rove next to it? So, answer, hamani rabbanan hi. No, reflected in that braisa is the shita of the rabbanan. Va'anoda amri. Meaning that was the shita of the rabbanan, va'anoda amri krebiosi. But I was explaining like Rabbi Yossi. Does this mean he holds like Rabbi Yossi, or that he's just explaining the sheet of Rabbi Yossi? Right? Rashi says it means that he himself holds the Rabbanan. Right? He himself holds the Rabbanan. He was just explaining the shita that holds the Raisi. He was explaining Rabbi Yossi shita, right? In the Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, as we're about to see, Beseder Olam, we learned in Seder Olam, a very early Braisa, Asher Yarshua Bosecha Virishta, that the double lashon of Yerusha in the Pasuk, Yerusha Rishona Vishniya Yesh Lahen, Vishlius Ein Lahen. A Yerusha that sanctifies the land you have twice, but once you have the second time that it was sanctified, what we say, Kedusha Shniya, Kitsha L'Shaita, V'Kitsha L'Asilavo, it stays, there's never going to be a third Hakdasha. There's going to be a third Beis HaMikdash, but not a third Hakdasha because it is automatic. V'amar Reb Yochanan, Mantana Seder Olam, Reb Yossi. And who is the author of Seder Olam? It's Reb Yossi. And therefore, Reb Yossi is the one that holds Truma Bizman Hazeh's Daraisa, Reb Yochanan says. And that's the svar that I was explaining before. But this, in this Braisa, that Shtei Kupos, I can hold Drabanan. And once it's Drabanan, you don't need a double Drabanan. You don't need the Rove to cover up. Good. Important discussion that, on the bottom of the previous Amud, that's in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah writes in Yoredeya, in Simin Kufhei, in the Sugya of Kavush. Kavush Kimavushal. You know, Kavush means something is soaked in something else. Then after 24 hours, it gets the status of the item. If you have a liquid, you have chicken soup that's in a plastic container. And it's in the plastic container for 24 hours, so we assume the plastic container becomes fleshik, even though it's not hot. If it's in there for 24 hours, that's what we paskin, kavush kimavushal. Fine. Says the Ramah, what if you have safek kavush? You're not sure how long it's been in there. Right, it happens sometimes. You have to know, safek kavush. The Ramah quotes, safek kavush is usser. Also usser. And the Taz there says, why? Bimamid becheskas, whatever it was beforehand. And say that it hasn't changed. Right, they talk about this in the context of our Gemara, about truma latok truma. Says the so the Taz says, he argues on the Ramah, he says no, bimami de becheskas heter, and therefore it is not kavush. Says the Shach, we'll see why we're bringing this up right now. Says the Shach on that Taz, the beginning of Simin Kufhei, the Shach says no, you don't say that the chazaka originally could exist if you know that Israelay chazaka. There's a suffix here. I'll read the Taz inside in a second. You have the in Yoredeya, Simin Kufhei. The Taz notes that it is you rely on the Cheskas Heter. Have it over there? No, I'll just if you have Simon Kofei in your Adea. And the why am I bringing it? Let's go backwards. I'll read it from the Shmaitzes. The Ramah says, oh, he quotes the Lashon here. The Ramah, the Shev Shmaitze in Shmaitze Gimel, Perak Zion, he quotes it all. So the Ramah quotes Savik Havish as Aser. The Taz says, no, you don't say it's Aser because you rely on the Chazaka de Meikara, that it's not. Status has not changed. The Shach there in the Nekudas HaKasav says no. Hasam Hamid, when he's talking about cases of Hamid al Cheskaso, so earlier that's where you know nothing has changed. But here, Israel Cheskas Kashu Sida, because it was soaked in. So then the Shev Shmaitza adds in, he says, the Efshar, let me explain what is going on here. And he discusses, we don't have time to go into it, he discusses relating it to the case of Shtei Kupos, whether you can rely on the Chazaka of the Chulin still being Chulin, and the Chazaka of the Truma is Truma. That's why he spoke about it here, but the Shev Shmaitza has a Kushal on Lamaisa. He says, the Efshar de Besafik Ta'arovos. If you have a suffix whether something was mixed in, like in our case, you have a suffix whether the Truma fell into the Chulin, can I assume, oh, be mom in the Chulin on its Chazaka, you're not sure if the Chulin fell in, so, Shani Omer, he says, Kivan de'ein iser begufo el amachmas ta'arovos ha'iser shabo imkein lo amrina bazeh cheskas heter. You can't say be mom in al Chazaka if something fell in. Why not? Because even saying being mamed on the chazaka, but whatever was there originally, fine. That's still chulin. But your question's not about that. Your question's about whether something fell in addition to what was there. So chazaka de meikara is not going to help you here. Deloshaya cheskas heter elahecha shaha isur bigufo kmo safik trefa. You're not sure when the animal became a trefa. You're not. So you say, you know, the status existed until blank, until it changed. But here in the taroves, the status, the physical items are still there. Chazaka de meikara. You want to know if something was added on or what was added on, the truma or the chulin. Says the Shev Shmaitza, there is not shayach to talk about the chazaka de meikara. Avo bazesh ein iser begufo ela hataroves shebesocho ha iser. Imkein gam achar shenafala iser. Ein heter nasar ela shoha iser besocho aser. Volo shayach bazesh cheskes heter to iser shebesocho me olam aser haya. So says the Shev Shmaitza, when we talk about sha'ani omer, that's not based on the principle of chazaka de meikara. That's based on a new principle, Shani Omer. Maybe it could be Mako by Durabanans, but not based on a principle of chazaka de meikara. Okay, let's continue a little more. Actually, there's so much to talk about when we get to a kitchel shaita, a kitchel asalava. You know what? Let's just finish today's Gemara, and then Meshem, we will come back. Says the Gemara. V'savar Rabbi Yochanan b'drabanan lo b'ina ribuya. So let me just say, Rabbi Yochanan holds, really holds Truma is drabanan. He was just talking about one of the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. And that's why, if it's drabanan, so that's why you could assume Truma lo tok Truma and Chulin lo tok Chulin. But what was his chiddush? You don't need rove of Chulin connected to Truma. Because it's drabanan, Reish Lakish needed the double. Reish Lakish said, Truma drabanan, and you need a rove against it. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, you don't need the rove. You don't need the rove against it. So, says the Gemara Vatznan, really? Says the Mishnah in Mikvaos. Mikvah sheish bo arba'im sa'a mechuvanos. You have a mikvah that's exactly 40 sa'a. The minimum amount. Nasan sa'a v'natal sa'a. What if I put a sa'a? A sa'a of what? Rashi says, Shar mashkin umei peros v'temed. Some other items, some other liquids, I put into a mikvah. Items that you cannot build a mikvah with, meikara, beikaron. But if you add them in, they could, right, if you only add 35 sa'ah, and then you add 5 sa'ah of these items, then that doesn't, it's not mashlim the mikvah. But once you have 40 sa'ah of good water, so then you add these and you take one out, then it is okay. Natan sa'av and natal sa'av kosher. If you add in a sa'av these items and then take out a sa'av, it's still kosher. You don't say, now it has less than 40. The opposite order does not work, Rashi says. If you first took it out and made it 39 sa'av, so then that doesn't work, because then you add these items that cannot count, b'mashlamit. V'yam Rabbi Yudah Bar Sheila, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ad rubo. But this is only up till majority. Once you have, you keep taking out and you've put in 21 sa'av of mei peros, then it ruins the mikvah. V'maylav dinish tayarubo. Doesn't that mean that you need a majority left over? You need, let's say, 21 left over, right? And therefore, you see, you do. And this is what's the context. This is the Gemara is assuming this is a Durabanan context. Durabanan did of May Peros or Maim another context. And therefore, you see in a Durabanan context, Rabbi Yochanan does require a majority of good. Lo delonish kol rubo. It just means you shouldn't take rove. Meaning, but it could be half and half. You don't need rov, number one. V'bayasema, or shiny hacha, dik lamim, or shiny omer. Or we say, well, don't compare the cases. Rabbi Yochanan usually requires rope. You know why in the Truma Chulin case he's Mako? Because there's a possibility, maybe 50-50, that everything worked out. And you don't even have a problem here at all. Special Svara called Sha'ani Omer. Stop there for a moment. There is a Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi here says includes Meperos in what Pasels. And it could go up to Rov. If you look in the Rush in Mikvaos, the end of Hilchas Masech Nida, the Rush in Mikvaos, the Rush quotes that Mayim She'uvim doesn't Pasel at all. Meaning, let's say you did this with Mayim She'uvim, with sink water. Then even more than a majority would be able to be added. Right, Rashi, right, he says here, Rashi, Masham Ashkin may pay us. Rashi does not quote Mayim She'uvin. But the Rush says that by Mayim She'uvin, then even if you would have more, once you have a kosher mikvah, then even more than 50% being Mayim She'uvin is okay. And the Rambam says no. The Rambam says Mayim She'uvin is also up to a majority. He says this is also talking about a case of Mayim She'uvin. So Shulchan Aruch is Meka like the Rush. In Simon Reish Aleph, the Simon all about the long Simon about Mikvos. That's an important. What exactly is being spoken about in this Mishnah? Is it Meperos? Is it even Mayim Shuvim? The Rush said is not talking about Mayim Shuvim because that could be even more than Rov. Period. Vayter Tanan. Getting back now to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that right, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon held that an androgynous Cohen is Ma'achio. His wife, and we got into this whole thing. We had a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. How far does that go? Is that daraisa, even chazei b'shok, or not? So says the Gemara, Tanan, our Mishnah said androgynous, no say, and androgynous could get married, right? Could get married, and sounds like lichatchila. So it's a kasha on Reish Lakish, right? Reish Lakish says, eino machil, right? Eino machil chazei b'shok. But it sounds like he could get married, no problem. They could treat him like a zachar. So Tani im Nasa. No, it means if he got married, he's Machil. But it's still not a Vadai. Vahat no seik Tani. It says no say. It's a Lashon of Lachadchila. So where it says, what do you mean? Ula Taimeich, Amai Avalonisa. But what does it mean, Avalonisa, which Mashma is, right, he shouldn't be married. That's a Lashon of Bidiyavid. Elamai Nisa Diyavid. No Sinami Diyavid. The Gemara says it's a bit the Eved, according to Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Amri lo, no say lechatchila mashma, avalo nisa di Eved nami lo. Right? There's a chilik between the Lashonos. And therefore the Gemara at this point ends off with a kasha on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, who says that these tanum do not hold, it's a vade zachar. Kasha on Reish Lakish, kasha on the line of the Mishnah that says no say. Maybe we'll stop there by Vaha, so I could just mention two other points relating to Kiddush Rishon and Kiddush Shnia. Right, famous sheet of the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira in Perek Vav, mentions, quotes, Lahalacha, this day, that we paskin that Kiddush Shnia was Kishul HaShaita v'Kishul HaShilavo. But what makes the Rambam well known is his Svara. The Rambam gives a Svara. What's the difference between Yoshua and Ezra? Yeshua went in, and Ezra went in. Yoshua's Kiddusha was Batel, and Ezra's Kiddusha was not Batel. Why? So, if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah says, I don't know. Right? I don't know. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Beis HaBechira says, I'm not sure what the difference is. The Rambam says, the Lashon of the Rambam is, well, Yoshua did it with kibush, with conquering. And once you do it with conquering, when you get conquered, it gets lost. Ezra did it with chazaka, with settlement. They went up, they had permission, they settled there. That's the Rambam. So ask the Kesef Mishnah, Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, the end of the Perek. He says, Eini yodea, ma koa chazaka gadol mikoa kibush, v'lama lo nomar bechazaka gamkein, misha nilkecha ha'ares biyadeinu bat lachazaka. So too by settlement. When we get unsettled, we get thrown out, go into exile, so it should also be lost. Visu, Berishonish and Iskacha Bekibush. He says, the first one also. We also had 7 years of settling after the Kibush. So Kesef Mishnah throws up his hands. He says, I don't know why the Rambam says this, what this Svara means. So there are different deos given. The Tosfos Yontif in Masechet Idios, where this is discussed, says, well, maybe the difference is, like the Pashtus, we would say, by conquering is conquering. So it's not, it's all very temporary. You conquer, so it's yours. You get unconquered, right? That's not yours. But if you're given permission by the nations to go settle here, that's it. The nations gave you permission. They can't revoke that. Right? They gave you permission, says the Tosfos Yontif. Vesechus Idios. And that's why it's different. He says, Aval alakichas ha'uma hazos miyadenu loma. He says, V'nerli letaris, desvirli de kibush nachrim aso mevata kibush Yisrael. Masha'enkein bechazaka she'echziku miyan melech paras. She'nasan lem rishayo ma'achzikba lo asa kibush mevata lechazaka. She'aysa midas ha'nosein. You can't. You can't get out of where it was given to us with the reshus of others. Again, many answers. Just mentioned one more. Rav Soloveitchik in a Yahrzeit shir, in the shir in Lezecha Abba Mari, he discusses and says, and this is bordering on halacha and hashkafa, he says, what was the Mekadesh? What was the Mekadesh each time? He says, the Mekadesh of Yoshua was the Aron. That was the Mekadesh. The Aron went first. We've discussed this in Navi Shir. During the Midbar, the Aron was in the middle. But what went first into Eretz Yisrael? The Aron went first. V'halachtem acharav, Yeshua ben Nun says. The Aron, the Torah shebichsav, was the Mekadesh. That was that Akdasha. And the Kedusha went, irradiated from out in. That was the way the Kedusha worked, right? They got closer and closer and closer until eventually they built the Beis HaMikdash. So that Kedusha, said Rav Soloveitchik, can be batel. But the second Kedusha, how did it go with Ezra? It was radiated from within to without. They started with the Beis HaMikdash. And then it radiated out. But again, with that, we don't have time to go into it. But he says that Kedusha was Kedusha not of the Aron. There was no Aron there. So what was the Mekadesh? All Kedusha flows from Torah. He says it was the Kedusha of Torah Shebal Peh. And the Kedusha of Torah Shebal Peh is eternal. It's within every single Jew. And that's why it continues forever. Again, there's a lot more here. Obviously, I'm not doing it justice. But that's what he says here. It's Torah Shebichsav versus Torah Shebal Peh. It's a physical item versus the Am Yisrael themselves. That's why it's eternal. Even if the Aron is no longer there, the Jew is always there. That's what he says. If you want to look on the Shirim Zecher Abba Mari in the drasha entitled Kriyas HaTorah B'Shabbos B'Sheni U'B'Chamishi. Right, the title of that piece, he says that's the difference between Kedusha Rishon and Kedusha Shnia in a nutshell. Okay, we'll stop here. B'ez Hashem, we'll continue with Bahami Diktani. B'ez Hashem, tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow, the last full daf here in the 8th parak of Meseches Yevamos. Okay, again, also we thank the last time we'll announce it, we'll thank the Kubietzkis for sponsoring this past month of Shiurim in honor of Jonah Kubietzki in commemoration of his attainment of Shas Gevura by his siblings, Nachman and Elka Kubietzki, Moshe and Arlen Kubietzki, and Abe and Chani Greenberg.